Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Norm Burisma with us with Franklin Templeton with a lot of executive and management duties. Decades of experience in the business. Norm, I love your note on financial engineering. Would John Templeton recognize the financial engineering of 2014?
He was a pretty flexible guy, so I'm guessing, and he always was learning, so I'm guessing, yeah, he would have, and he would have probably looked at it and said, okay, how do we take advantage?
How do you take advantage of that in healthcare if you're the classic value house? Is it good for you?
Yeah, I mean, typically the value stocks are the ones that are being taken over, so we've had a number where we have actually seen the price kind of re-rated because of takeover, so that's been good.
Is that a strategy at this point to look for companies that would be in that situation, or are you just reaping the benefit of what's happening in the environment?
No, it's more we're reaping the benefits. I mean, we realize we've been doing this for a long time, so we realize that that's one of the ways that you do get the value realized, but we don't go looking necessarily for companies that are going to be taken over.
Yeah, I look at it, Norm, in the search for value. We're X number of years into bull market. Do you have a Norm Burisma framework of what you do this far into such an extended move?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, when you talk about the bull market, I think it's probably more U.S. specific. And if you look, you know, around the world, certainly Europe has had less of a bull market, and the emerging markets are probably a little bit different cycle as well. So, you know, we just move money around to the places that look less expensive.
Well, give us an idea of where some of those might be. You knew that question was coming, of course.
I knew that was the follow-up. You know, Europe, definitely, there are lots of things going on there that are of interest. And I know the next question is going to be, isn't Europe a bit of a basket case? And
mm-hmm.
I think the argument would be it's further behind in the cycle. So if you take a look at earnings, the earnings growth is starting to turn. So it's starting to come through. There's a big gap between U.S. and European earnings right now. So there's room for that to close.
Before we switch gears here, let's go to Switzerland, where you've got huge concentration. 42, 52, 60% of the Swiss market cap is Novartis, Nestle, and Roche Holdings.
Yeah.
When I look at the Swiss market index, do you go for those big players, or do you look at the other, you know, X number of people underneath?
Both. It really depends very much in the market. I mean, in most markets, we would have a lot of smaller companies that, you know, people would look at and go, that doesn't look like the market. In Switzerland, actually, we do own Roche. We don't own Novartis and Nestle, but there are a couple big banks, and we own some shares in one of those as well. So, you know, we're definitely in the large cap there.
Watching oil prices, the Brent crude price has started to fall down below $80 again. Big event of the week is going to be the OPEC meeting. What are the dynamics in the market that you're watching at this point, and how much of, by the time we've gotten to these numbers, how much room is there to make an investment one way or another?
Yeah, oil is always a difficult one. I was actually in the Middle East last week, interestingly enough, and of course, you know, you ask the oil question everywhere you go, and the answer in general was there's a big political element. Saudi definitely doesn't mind not supporting Russia and Iran, but there's also a supply-demand dynamic, and that's more difficult to kind of predict and control. And, you know, the feeling was really that oil would be weaker for longer. So, you know, we own some big positions, some of the integrateds where there's a refining element as well, so that helps support those stocks. And there's big dividend yields, which are supportive, but we're also kind of looking pretty carefully at some of the service companies, which in Europe especially have gotten decimated.
Right.
The stocks have been unbelievably weak, and there's probably some opportunities amongst those.
Norman, the time we've got left, you have a lot of executive duties at Templeton as well, and I say this with great respect, and I'm sure you'll be collegial about it. What have you learned from the PIMCO debacle? I mean, you see the news flow, and forgetting about PIMCO or Mr. Gross or Dr. L. Arian, this is like every fund manager executive, like Norman Burisma's, worst nightmare. What have you learned about this from a management standpoint?
Yeah, we're set up a little bit differently.
Yeah.
It's a team basically of 40 people, and the way it works is that all of those 40 people have research responsibility. So everybody is interdependent, and it really does mean that you don't have one person who's the star who, you know, makes the decisions and, you know, maybe at some point gets to the point where they're a little autocratic and telling everyone what to do. We're much more telling each other what to do.
Is this a game-changing moment? Does PIMCO such a lesson to the buy side that forever and gone is the star structure?
I doubt it.
You and I have said this like 8 times.
I doubt it very much, but, you know, it's not really our culture. So,
yeah.
You know, we probably, we've been watching with interest, but in terms
right.
of lessons, I think we already had that lesson
yeah.
In mind. So that's, yeah.
Mike McKee and I are very fortunate to have your February invitation to the Bermuda. Norman Burisma is with Templeton and Franklin Templeton Funds with seriously many decades of experience.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.